Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Technology foiled again. It's not happening. By the way, I just put up the video of the two of them doing their 50 alleged push-ups. It's the AP team. And by the way, excellent form to Jesus. The AP team just blew Johnny Mosley's doors right off.
That's true.
Amazing.
That's true. He was nice to me, you know. He's not trying to make me not look good.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
He's new school. We're old school.
Right.
I'm lumping you in with me. I don't care. You're within 10 years of me, I think.
44.
Yeah. I'm 9 years older than you. These guys, though, young enough to be our kids.
I know. It's insane. It's amazing.
800-400-3697. Our intern, Mike. Everyone's stepping up today, you know? AP yeah. team, way to put everybody to work. I like that.
Next man up.
All right. The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Broadway SF Presents... The Last Ship, starring Sting, coming to the Golden Gate Theater now through March 22nd. It's at the Golden Gate Theater. It's not coming. Tickets are now on sale at BroadwaySF.com. I was talking to a couple of salespeople yesterday. We had this big meeting. And a couple of people got to go to like the media night preview for this thing. And they were freaking out over it.
Sorry, well, for what again?
For Sting's. Sting wrote this and stars in it. Uh-huh. And it's running all this month. So Sting is living in San Francisco right now.
Really?
He must be. I mean, he's doing a play here for a month.
That's true.
So he's probably, he's probably in some posh, penthouse or something. That must be.
What would be the nicest hotel in San Francisco with the
I bet he Airbnb'd for a month. You know, he wants someplace that he can call home.
One of those towers.
Like, maybe.
But what is the nicest hotel in San Francisco? Mm. Like the most Gucci hotel?
Well, I like the Fairmont, but I don't really know much about hotels. Maybe there's some amazing,
I don't know.
Somebody will text us with the, hands down best. Yeah, I love the Fairmont. We did my 50th birthday party
that
there.
That was sweet.
And it was, like, the suite we had was, I was thinking, I would live here.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
It had everything I needed.
Yeah.
Like, oh, everywhere I look, it's just so posh. So, maybe he's staying at the Fairmont. Maybe he's in my suite at the Fairmont.
That might be the one.
Yeah, I don't know.
That would make sense.
But what I haven't heard about is, like, Sting sightings. Nobody's texted in and said, hey, man, I saw him at the Starbucks.
It's more Matrix sightings now.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's another thing. So Bryn and I were walking around. Hold on. Before I get into that story, they went to this media night preview of The Last Ship starring Sting, and they were flipping out. They said it was so good. So I'm super excited. I'm seeing it on Saturday. Can't wait. So Bryn and I... Between the end of this show and this big meeting that the whole company had to go to yesterday, we're walking around, and right over just a block or two away, there's a big parking lot where usually it's filled with cars, people who have paid a monthly fee to park their car there.
Oh, yeah.
So the movie companies have taken that over, and we're standing there, and we watch these guys wheel one of those towable motorcycle rigs. You know, the kind that looks like you're on a motorcycle, but you're being towed behind a car and they're filming you from the car in front of you.
Yeah.
And they're wheeling that thing out. And you can tell they're annoyed because I'm standing there like taking pictures. But it's all these trucks full of weird items that they use to film with.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that is, although there's two things that are being filmed right now. There's the Matrix. And then there is a second production. I want to say it's a
Venom.
Venom. That's right. That could be a Venom thing.
Mm-hmm. It could.
Yeah.
We just don't know.
We just don't know. I guess we'll have to look for this particular motorcycle rig. I should have put that up on Instagram. But I did put up you guys doing your push-up challenge on there. So.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right. Anything else I got to get to before I start this? This is one of the funnest stories that this is 25 years this has been going on.
Most fun.
It's so fun. I think you'll love this.
I was correcting your
What did I say?
Funnest.
Oh, the funnest. The most fun. Thank you. You're thank welcome. Johnny. As you know, you are a grammar. You're just amazing.
Such a jerk.
Your command of the English language is
mwah, that's what most people say.
Yes.
Incredible.
Well, I say that all the time. There is something called Wednesday Night Drags, and it's at Sonoma Raceway, and it's an opportunity for, they say kids are going to race their cars illegally anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The kids get out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what do they call them, sideshows?
Yeah.
So that there's drag racing, and that this is an opportunity for it's high school students drag racing against cops.
I love it.
Have you heard this?
No, that's brilliant.
25 years this has been going on.
Yeah.
So they do this every Wednesday night, and they do it through the summer, I think. So let's see. High school students drag race against Bay Area law enforcement officers when the popular Top the Cops program returns as part of Sonoma Raceway's weekly Wednesday Night Drags program. The Top the Cops program is 25 years old. It offers an alternative to illegal street racing and gives teens the chance to race against cops. They compete in full uniform in their official vehicles on a quarter-mile drag strip. And it also, they say, the program also provides a unique environment for the officers to talk with teens about safe driving and the rules of the road. But it's, you get to race the cops, and it's your car. So mm-hmm. you bring your car. It has to pass some kind of a test. Let me see. It had like a, anyone with a driver's license can compete, providing their vehicle or motorcycle mm-hmm. passes a simple technical inspection. All vehicles have to have mufflers.
Mm-hmm.
The event attracts a varied crowd, including teenagers, mothers, working professionals, and grandparents, racing everything from Corvettes to minivans.
Is this at Sonoma Raceway?
Yep. 300 cars are allowed to compete each Wednesday night.
That's cool.
So I don't see a... I'm sure if you just type in Top the Cops Sonoma Raceway, you'll find it. I just thought, wow! Way to get the community interested in coming out to the racetrack, you know, on a Wednesday night.
Or, I mean, more importantly, I think getting teenagers and cops to understand, to like, talk
yeah.
is a good thing, right? I think, you know, it's a hard
great.
Thing to recognize until you're older that, you know, cops are, like, a helpful part of community.
Sure.
It's
well,
not
they're just human beings.
Them all
they're...
the time. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And, I mean, for all kids, you know, because you end
well,
up,
it's good
end
for
up
cops,
being really
too.
Scared of them all the time.
Humanizes people to cops as well.
Absolutely.
You know, look, it's got to be a very scary job to be a cop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
People go, oh, I don't want to die. Nobody wants to die.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's nice to, the more involvement you have in the community, the more you get to know people.
Yeah. That's a nice story, Sarah.
Thank you. I thought so, too.
That's nice.
That's a nice one, isn't
that's
it?
Nice, positive community story.
Look, I'm trying to... do anything but talk about the coronavirus.
I know. So, it's not easy. It's
no,
not going to be
not.
Easy.
Here's another thing not about the coronavirus. Yes or no, has Oprah ever had a one-night stand?
Oh, I'm going to say yes.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
One time, she says.
One time. Any details?
Not really. It was in, she thinks, 1982.
She thinks?
Yeah.
Just roughly?
She sat down. You know, Never Have I Ever is a game that Ellen plays a lot, and Ellen's like a big, she loves, you know, Ellen DeGeneres, always, she's game central,
games,
right?
Game of Games is her new show.
Oh, yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. She has a show about games.
Yeah.
She's not mentioned in the story, so I don't know if they just grabbed her thing, because Ashley, you know the plus size model, Ashley Graham?
Yes.
It was her, Oprah, and Gail King.
I just saw her boobs on Instagram.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
I thought you weren't allowed to see boobs on Instagram.
Well, not the whole boob, but it was a picture of her face, and she slowly panned down, and she was pumping because she's got a baby.
Yes.
And it was like the pump was, she was like, had the expression, the pump was like, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
They're not attractive. They,
so
you
I may
know.
Have oversold the story. So I saw the top of her boob, top boob.
Well, you
but
saw
hey,
her
can,
boobs
you know,
crushed
exciting.
By a milking yeah. machine. She was
right.
being milked.
She was being milked.
When you're, yeah. when you're, did your wife breastfeed?
Yes.
And did
absolutely.
She use those pumps,
did,
the
absolutely.
Handheld one or the yep. mechanical one?
Mostly the a little bit of both, but eventually the mechanical one. But
I
they
always,
weren't nearly as nice as they are now.
Yeah, they're pretty. Yeah. You know. It did seem to me, though, as I was pumping for my kid,
yeah.
It was like the least attractive way that a boob can look. Like,
sure.
They're supposed to be so nice, and they're, you know, a little cute. They're the little sweater muffins. Here they are. And yeah. Now they're like, you got a thing mashed into
yeah.
them, and they're just, they're kind of like overblown because you're lactating. It's just like the least sexy thing of all time.
Yeah.
So if Ashley Graham can do that and still keep you interested enough to keep looking,
yeah.
like, well, it's still a boob. I'm going to continue to look at that.
Women are trying their hardest to make guys unattracted to their different parts.
Yeah, we just want to be seen as a human.
Everyone wants to be, but it doesn't work. Mm. I'm like, oh, that's kind of hot. Oh, that pregnant? Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah.
That's cool. There's a this performance artist woman named Kinsey.
I think I did hear this story. Tell me this.
She's like, I think she and her husband are like streakers, and they do like wild stuff like that. And she most recently came on my radar because she came down at the end of a ski race in Austria.
This is where
naked.
I heard it. You told me about this.
I did?
Yeah, on the podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think.
Oh,
right.
I might have showed it to you or something?
Yeah, I think you did.
Jeez, okay. Anyway, I just saw her on Instagram. Like, I don't know if she's actually pregnant or if she just had a pregnant suit on, but hitting on guys.
Hitting on guys with yeah. a suit on.
Which is funny.
With a belly on.
Yeah, with a belly yeah. on. And
well, I guess I know they can't get you pregnant.
Yeah. I remember when Malia told me a story about when she was pregnant, walking down the street, and this dude came up from behind and started like chatting her up, and was like, "Hey, what's up?" Hitting on her, and then came around, and was like, "Whoa, you got a baby!"
She's like, "Yes, I do."
But anyway, it's all parts of the.
Speaking
woman
of people,
are sexy. It's hard to turn us away.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're
hard
wired
to turn
that
us
way.
Off.
Well,
yeah.
Vinny's always saying, you know, equal opportunity. Everyone should be able to take their shirt off and walk around.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that, you know, when guys walk around without a shirt on, no car accidents. Mm-hmm. Nobody falls off a cliff. But if a chick was white, I mean, it's just not the same. Say whatever you want. They're sexual areas.
God. Yeah.
What is it?
I'm blowing my whole thing. I mean, I don't know what it is. It's good. Sports Illustrated has on there, they must be shooting the catalog right now, but they have a 56-year-old woman on there in her bathing suit, and she looks great.
Yeah, well, if you keep it together, it stays together.
Yeah.
You know, I've really let it go.
Yeah.
That's why I'm bulky. I'm like bulky clothes. Let's wear some, you know, long johns.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get a robe on, you know,
yeah.
Let's cover everything up.
I'm pulling a hijack right now. Where were you?
I don't know.
Come on, keep going.
It doesn't really matter.
Get in there.
Oprah.
Oh, I wanted to talk about that, too. This woman, go ahead.
No,
go.
Please don't worry about getting the stories.
This woman was at Mosley's yesterday, and she was
like, "Your
and she
bar,
was like,
yeah.
nice job on the show yesterday, and I love the restaurant." But she didn't say that. She was like, "I love when you take over the show."
Oh.
And I was like, slightly. I get it. I heard that. I heard that. Anyway, carry on.
No, and I would like to say, to address that point, it's far better for me to have to wrestle you into submission than it is for me to have to pull teeth all morning. Like, you're easy.
All right.
You make it easy. You're a goofball. And I'm not concerned about getting, believe me, it would take me 2 days to get to just the stories in my pile right now. Like, it's always, I actually used to really, like, get bummed out. Like, oh, I didn't get to that story. And then in the end, I was like, who cares? You know what we did? We had a good time. We had fun. People were on their way to work, and they maybe got a little smile or a giggle.
Oprah's one-night stand.
Yeah. She had one of those.
Okay, that's it. Did you go? I just saw the Instagram post of a bunch of women I know that were at that big. Did she just come to town and do a huge festival?
She does. I mean,
she sold out a whole stadium.
She does
like
tour her Oprah's Best
It looked
best
like Oracle
life.
Arena or whatever it is, Chase Center, I think, was sold out.
Yeah.
People were like nosebleed seats watching her speak in the beginning. That must have been where she did that.
That was 5 days ago.
Oh,
Chase
you.
Center, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm not on her mailing list, so I wasn't aware of that. I do love Oprah. There's something about Oprah that I've just always really liked, and I just respect her. I know that she's not down to earth, but she seems like it. Like, I really like her.
Not to blow smoke up your arse, but you have that quality, too.
Like, what a nice thing to say.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And, I mean, I think it's like, I don't know if people know why they like you. But
so I'm
they
not
they
down
like
to
you.
Earth, but I seem like I am.
You
know the
you
real me.
You are genuinely all the way through. You are totally genuine. But I don't even think you can put a calculation on why. It
right.
just is. And there's just, you were,
That's a very nice thing to say.
You're born that way.
Mark down $10 more for him for filling in. Yeah. $10 more for yesterday and for today. A little bonus. So Gayle King, Ashley Graham, and Oprah Winfrey, they're playing a round of Never Have I Ever.
Okay.
So we'll answer these questions as well. Never have I ever had a one-night stand?
Are we playing this right
now? We're playing it right
now. Oh, snap.
I've had a million one-night stands. How about you?
Yes.
A million or just one?
I mean, not just one.
Okay, Brandon.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Yes.
Did Jesus?
Yes.
All right. Vaughn? I know Vaughn has. I got the thumbs up from Vaughn. All right, so Oprah and Gayle both said that. But Ashley Graham, I guess, said that she didn't because they're not. She's not listed here as the one who said it. But Oprah and Gayle both said it was around 1982. They had the one crazy night. Never have I ever sexted. I've totally sexted.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just texting, sexy talk. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody here not sexted?
No.
Everyone's sexted. Great. neither Oprah nor Gayle has ever sexted.
What?
They missed it.
They missed that thing. That makes sense, yeah.
And Oprah said, are you kidding me? I'd be a fool. Because someone would definitely screenshot. Look what Oprah said about her. Woo-hoo.
That's a great point.
Never have I ever been to a strip club.
No.
Oh, you've never been there?
No, I really haven't.
Oh, God, I've been to a bunch of, and I know Johnny has. Yeah. Brandon, Vaughn. Wow. Strip club, yeah. Little Nikki.
Aww.
How about pole danced? I mean, I did grab a pole once and swing around it.
I did it for my friend's birthday
party. Okay, there we go. There's a yes, she has.
It's a class you can do for birthday parties now.
Yeah.
A twerk and pole class. It was bad at it.
Someone will teach you how to twerk?
Yeah.
Let's see what they taught you.
No. It was really bad.
Any boys, any of you guys ever pole danced?
I've definitely.
Yeah, just swung around the damn thing.
Yeah, I've
Vaughn,
you know, given
around.
It a try for sure.
Oh, Vaughn has never even touched a stripper. You know, it's best not to. Coronavirus, you guys. Don't touch a stripper pole.
Oh, the strip club industry is going to take a hit right now. Or will it? I mean, you know.
It won't.
That's like the, you know. When you're.
How about skinny dipping? Everybody's skinny, right? Come on.
I have a hot tub.
No, oh, man. What? Vaughn's never skinny dip? Not
well,
ever?
I can't swim.
Hot tub, pool? Ocean, nothing.
No.
Oh, it's the most amazing.
It's the most
things.
Wonderful feeling.
Okay, yeah,
it's like being in utero.
The other, it is. It's incredible. I don't
You're
know
so
what.
Free.
I took last summer or two summers ago. We were up in the Delta. East.
Yes,
of,
sure.
And
you love it up there.
I love it up there. It was a nice night, and I rounded up the kids and my wife, and I was like, we're going skinny dipping. We went out. And,
did you jump off the dock?
Yeah, I went swimming, and it was amazing. And my kids.
Don't you worry about eels?
You do worry about things at night when you're swimming around. But
dark water.
There's no eels up there.
You sure?
Maybe some alligators, but we're not sure yet. But now they're always like, as soon as it's night, and they're like, are we
gonna do
it? No, they're not asking for it. They think I'm a weirdo for
you're not.
You know, making them
you're just a great dipping. Dad. Yeah. Let's have some fun, you guys. Oh, here we go.
Exactly.
Oprah has also never skinny dipped, Nicole. So you're in good company.
Really?
Oh, thank God.
She has three pools,
and
three?
Never
and swallowed. Allegedly has never. Well, she might even have more than three pools. I mean, she's got houses all over the place.
Montecito.
I guess only three of them have pools.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, I thought there's three pools at one property.
Oh, no. Well, maybe. Maybe she only has three pools and they're all in Montecito. Maybe she has one of those, like, you know, there's a pool here and then there's like a little slide down to the other pool, then another slide. I mean, she's Oprah.
I mean.
So, Gayle has skinny dipped only in a hot tub. Hot tubs are kind of a, like, in a way, if you really think about hot tubs, they're not as awesome as you think they are.
They
like,
are.
I
really
always
nasty.
Feel like they're just sort of people soup. They're... Like, even the way, you know why I think this?
Why?
Because you have ever gotten a pedicure where they put your feet into that little bath at the bottom and your skin starts sloughing off.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think to myself, man, if you spent an hour in a hot tub, like all that furry, you know, foot cells are just floating. Like you're in foot water. Plus everybody's stuff, you know, people are, they're BO and they're, or they pee in there. I just, no thanks. Well, coronavirus. I mean, let's be smart here, you guys. Yeah. Jesus. All right, Johnny Mosley.
I heard it started in a hot tub.
Well, of course it did. Yeah. Everything's a breeding ground.
Right.
All right. What's coming up?
Oh.
Quick tag.
I was looking at hot tub diseases.
No. Online. Oh, boy. Were you really?
Yeah. I was just checking what you could and couldn't get. But, hey, so who do you think, you know, is between men and women, who do you think breaks more plans, makes more plans, makes
Well, I have a guess, okay. But I'll save it until after the break.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.